Welcome to the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour. This broadcast is brought to you through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries in Toronto, Ontario. And we trust that you will be blessed as you open your hearts to the Word of God for your life. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Praise God. I'm happy to come back to you one more time to present to you the powerful Word of Almighty God. Today I'll be talking a little bit about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I may not have all the minutes that are available on this network or all the hours that might be available, but I'll do the best I possibly could in a very brief moment so that you will be drawn closer to Jesus. And that is the purpose of us coming to you. That is why many are sacrificing and many are contributing to make this program a success, so that people all around southwestern Ontario and all across Toronto, they can hear the gospel. And I would like you to also invest with us that others would be able to be touched and to be transformed through the gospel, because the power of the gospel, the Apostle Paul once says that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation. So every time you support us, it is enabling us to present the Word of God to millions and to thousands in many places around the world. And we can all do it through the power of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 33, it says, "And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them." I love that. "And with great power." You see, the apostles, after they had connected their lives to Christ and surrendered to the Holy Spirit, God gave them the greatness of His power. That's what God wants for you and I, is not only to receive power, but to have the greatness of His power. And the greatness of His power are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And it says in Acts chapter 4 and verse 33, "And with great power, the apostles were able to be a witness." A witness of what? Who they are? No, but rather of the resurrection. Resurrection of whom? Of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, God gave us the greatness of His power to be a witness. I am not a witness for anyone, but of the resurrection of Jesus. God does not want you to be the witness of somebody else, but of the Lord Jesus Christ. God does not want you to be the witness of your spouse or your friends or your family, but of the Lord Jesus Christ, who He really is and what He represents. He is God in the flesh. When He came and He died on that cross, it was for our sins. The Bible says that when Jesus was on that cross, He paid the utmost price, the utmost price for you and I. He paid it all. And the songwriter of old once wrote a beautiful hymn, "Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but He washes white as snow." No matter what the sin is, no matter what the circumstance or what the outcome of your past were, but you have a new outcome today of what your future is going to be like. It doesn't matter what you had done in your life. God offers forgiveness, and He offers a resurrection. Resurrection means out of. Hallelujah. "And with great power, the apostles witness of the resurrection, not only by the life that he lived, but by the power of the Holy Spirit that lives in them. And the word says, and great grace, not ordinary, not weak grace, but great grace was given unto them all. I believe that in many countries of the world, there might be freedom fighters and remarkable men who gave their lives, that today you and I can inherit some form of freedom. But I want you to know that those great freedom fighters, they died, and their bodies are still laying in the grave. Their bones are still there. But when Jesus died, he arose triumphantly, and he arose bodily, and he's seated at the right hand of God, and he's making intercession for us, that if you failed and if you fall, that God is not going to dig a hole and bury you and wipe you off from the face of this map, but what he's going to do, he is going to offer forgiveness. It is not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And with great power, I love that, with great power, you and I are going to have what God wants us to inherit. They inherited. You see, the greatness of the power of God was born within them. And it says in verse 32 of Acts chapter 4, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart. Oh yes, we need to believe in one heart that we are a family of God. We are brothers and sisters of the same faith. I love an old hymn that says, the church is one foundation. Oh yes, and Jesus Christ is her Lord. And so, beloved, it says here in verse 32 that the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. And I pray that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is going to remove all those things in your life if you are hindered in any way from receiving the fullness of the power of God. It says in verse 32 of Acts 4 that the multitude of them that believe were of one heart. This is what the power of God does. It gives us one heart. It gives us one love. It gives us one unity. It gives us one desire. It gives us one future. It gives us one baptism. It gives us one fullness. And they were of one soul, and neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. And do you realize that when we are transformed by the power of the Spirit of God, all that we have, all that we own, all that we are blessed with, it does not belong to us. They are the Lord's. And beloved, I want you to know today, it says also that they had all things common. You see, beloved, they were not carnality where the Spirit of God was. Wherever the Spirit of God is, the flesh is crucified, and our earthly desires are being taken care of. God is going to help us. We know that when the Spirit and the power of God is evident in your life, in a believer's life, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he will be a new creature, a new person. The old things will pass away, and behold, all things shall become new. I love the Word of God, because the Word of God gives you strength when you're weak in your faith. When you're empty and it seems as though that your whole world has turned dark, God is going to fill you with the light of his word. David says in Psalms 119, 105, he says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And this is the heart of the gospel. What is the heart of the gospel? That the great power of the Holy Spirit caused the disciples and the apostles to become a witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, everything from thereafter, from Pentecost into the life of every person that were present and expecting a change of God by the Holy Spirit, they became different. And this is the heart of the gospel today, that the resurrection of Jesus Christ be made imminent, be made an example for the world to see that we are indeed the children of God. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 34 through 37, it says, neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, brought the prices of the things that were sold, laid them down at the apostles' feet. Distribution was made unto every man according as his need was. And I want you to know that this is the hour that we need to care for one another, love one another, and let the Holy Spirit fill our lives. This kind of living could be carried out for all generation if we trust God. The Bible says, trust the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on your own understanding. Maybe someone had inflicted wounds in your life. Someone had done you wrong. Someone had become a stumbling block to you. You need to be like Jesus. Ask the Holy Spirit to come in, transform you, that you can forgive, that you can let go, and let God fill you with the fullness of His Spirit, that you will no longer live for the resurrection of the things that will not be beneficial for your spiritual growth and upbringing, but rather the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they were resurrected along with Him by faith. And we need to come into a closer relationship to the person of Jesus Christ. And we need to come to that area of our walk where we will be satisfied and even more so ever hungry for that resurrected power of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is not willing that we walk around empty and with bitterness and with anger and with resentment and as though we are lost and hopeless. He has come so that we can have His life living in us. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what your past has been. I don't know what your present situation is like. But I believe God for you today that may the Holy Spirit touch your heart and bring you closer to Jesus, and may the power of the Spirit abide in you and work through you for the glory of Jesus. God bless you, and don't forget to let us hear what we are able to impart in your life. May the Lord fill you with His Spirit today. Father, I pray you touch every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, and draw them closer. Let there be a changed life. Let us hear good news. Let there be a miracle of salvation, a transformation of a life in Jesus' name. And the Lord richly bless you. You have yourself a beautiful day, and rest assured, greater is He that is in you than him that is in the world. Until next time, you have yourself a great week with Jesus.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.